This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharga with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma addresses summit of the future session of 79th United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister stresses on concerted efforts for poverty alleviation. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Deva holds bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from various countries in New York. Speaker Debraj Kimere stresses need for wider political understanding and procedures of constitutional amendment. And Lebanon says 182 people killed today as Israel deepens its strikes on Hezbollah sides. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today addressed the summit of the House of Future Summit of the Future Session, rather, of the 79th United Nations General Assembly on Sunday. Prime Minister Oli is currently in New York leading the Nepali delegation to the 79th United Nations General Assembly. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli underscored on industrialization and increasing the production for combating poverty, which remains as the common challenge of the group of least developed countries. Prime Minister Oli also stated that the least developed countries have been adversely affected by the emission of greenhouse gases by developed countries and urged them to invest more in the climate financing.
Mr. President, LGCs face severe economic challenges with unmet ODA and climate financing commitments, insufficient and delayed international support, and spiraling debt distress. Most critically, global financial and trading regimes remain fundamentally unfavorable to LGCs. Furthermore, the growing digital divide between rich and poor countries threatens to leave LGCs even further behind. Despite contributions contributing a mere 3.3% of global greenhouse gas emissions, LGCs are among the most vulnerable to the devastating impacts of climate change. The people of LGCs are frustrated by the continuation of these severe structural impediments and climate injustice which hinder their path to prosperity.
Noting that hundreds of thousands of children are deprived of their rights to food and education due to poverty, Prime Minister Oli stressed on concerted efforts for poverty alleviation.
Our minds are musing and hearts are hurting from the fact that millions of children in LGCs go hungry every day. When millions of our children go hungry today, where is our future? What do we mean by future? When millions of our youth languish with malnourishment and illiteracy, where can we seek our future? Nothing could be more unjust and unethical than to be ignorant to the fact that millions of people in LGCs living in extreme poverty, while a small minority in some corners of the world accumulates billions in wealth each day. Is this the future we aspire to? Absolutely not. International community must act now to ensure every child and young person has the chance to thrive.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli, who is currently in New York, held a bilateral meeting with Indian counterpart Narendra Modi on Sunday. The two ministers, along with the foreign ministers and the other officials of Nepal and India, had a meeting at Lord New York Palace Hotel in the USA. Matters related to Nepal-India bilateral interests and mutual benefits were discussed on the occasion. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli also held a meeting with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Khalid Al-Hamad Al-Mubarak Al-Sabah, on Sunday. Prime Minister Oli also held a meeting with Prime Minister of neighboring country Bhutan, Dashi Chiring Tobgay, on Sunday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli will also deliver a keynote speech on lead-free future partnership loans and pledging events in the afternoon local time on Monday. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli also deliver a keynote address on Nepal's journey to democracy and economic prosperity at Columbia University. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Rana Deva held a bilateral meeting with ministers from various countries in New York on Sunday. Foreign Affairs Minister Rana is in New York in the Nepali delegation participating in the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, according to the Foreign Minister's private secretariat during her meeting with her Indonesian counterpart, Retno LP Marsudi. The two key agreements, the bilateral consultation mechanism and the visa exemption agreement for diplomatic and official service passport holders, were signed by the two ministers. Similarly, Minister Dr. Rana held a talk with Burundian counterpart Albert Singiro. The two ministers discussed issues including mutual relations and bilateral interests, as well as potential future cooperation between the two countries. Additionally, Dr. Rana held talks with Finland's Minister for Foreign Trade and Development, Bill Tavio. President Ramchandra Pardell has urged all to preserve and promote language, literature and culture in the country. The president made the remark while addressing the ceremony held today at the office of the president in Sital Nivas. On the occasion, the winners of national poetry competition were awarded. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemera, says efforts to proceed with the constitution amendment have begun at the political level. Talking to the media at Biratnagar Airport today, the House Speaker stressed on the need for wider political understanding of the procedures of an amendment and the matters related to it and framework for the amendment. He also utilized the time to speak about the legal vacuum to implement the federalism. A meeting of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee today remained undecided over the nomination of Ramkrishna Vajrai as ambassador to Sri Lanka. The meeting ended inconclusively after it faced the lack of a quorum to decide on the nomination. In today's meeting, only 8 members out of 15 were present. Earlier, the committee demanded the certificate of bachelor's degree of the nominee to prove him academically eligible for the appointment. The names of 16 people who were proposed as ambassadors for various countries along with Patroy have already been endorsed by the committee. This news comes to you from Red Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samjhe prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A bilateral meeting was held between Labour, Employment and Social Security Minister Sarat Singh Bhandari and the Health, Labour and Welfare Minister of Japan Keizo Takemi in Japan. Minister Bhandari is currently on an official visit to Japan. On the occasion, they discussed regarding implementation of the labor agreements between the government of Nepal and the Japan signed in 2019. The Nepal Tourism Board will be participating in the World Trade Market in the UK after 2 years. The board is scheduled to join the event taking place in London on the 5th to the 7th of November this year. Nepal Tourism Board Executive Officer, Deepak Raj Joshi said that the board has decided to participate in the World Trade Market as it seeks to further expand its international market. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Lebanon's health minister says at least 182 people have been killed and more than 1,700 wounded in Israeli strikes today. The BBC cited Israel as saying that strikes against Hezbollah are deepening as citizens in southern Lebanon have received phone messages warning them to leave places used by Iran-backed group. Lebanon's Information Minister Zayed Makary has called the messages psychological war, while Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has said that strikes will continue until they achieve their goals to return to the residents of the northern Israel safely to their homes. It is said that the fears of an all-round regional conflict in the Middle East have grown in the past week. Cross-border attacks have been ratcheted up after a series of exploding device attacks on Hezbollah members, which were widely blamed on Israel. Sri Lanka's new president Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake has been shown into office promising clean politics as the country recovers from its worst economic crisis. According to the BBC, the left-leaning Dissanayake has cast himself as disruptor of the status quo and analyzed his victory as a rejection of corruption and cronyism that has long plagued the country. Saturday's election was the first since 2022 when discontent over the economy, fueled mass protests and seized former president Gotabaya Rajapakse from power. Leader Dissanayake pledged to establish a new clean political culture and pledged to safeguard democracy. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province and Madhes Province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning with gusty wind is also likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses summit of the future session of 79th United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister stresses unconcerted efforts for poverty alleviation. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deva holds bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from various countries in New York. Speaker Debraj Kimera stresses need for wider political understanding on procedures of constitution amendment. And Lebanon says 182 people killed today as Israel deepens strikes on Hezbollah sides. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.